Me and my cousin, one Arthur McBride, as we went walking down by the seaside. Now mark what followed and what did betide, for it being on Christmas morning. Out for recreation we went for a tramp, and we met Sergeant Napper and Corporal Vamp, and a little wee drummer intending to camp, for the day being pleasant and charming. Good morning, good morning, the sergeant did cry, and the same to you gentlemen we did reply, intending no harm, but meant to pass by, for the being on Christmas morning. But says he, my fellows, if you will enlist, it's 10 guineas in gold I will slip in your fist, and the crown of the bargain to kick up the dust, and drink the king's health in the morning. For a soldier he leads a very fine life, and he always is blessed with a charming young wife, and he pays all his debts without sorrow or strife, and he always lives pleasant and charming. And a soldier he always lives decent and clean, and the finest of clothing he's constantly seen, while other poor fellows go dirty and mean, and sup on thin gruel in the morning. But says Arthur, I wouldn't be proud of your clothes, for you've only the lend of them, as I suppose, and you dare not change them one night, for you know if you do, you'll be flogged in the morning. And although that we are single and free, we take great delight in our own company, and we have no desires strange places to see, although that your offers are charming. And we have no desire to take your advance, all hazards and dangers we barter on chance, for you would have no scruples for to send us to France, where we would get shot without warning. Oh now, says the sergeant, I'll have no such chat, and I neither will take it from Slouty or Brat, for if you insult me with one other word, I'll cut off your head in the morning. And Arthur and I, we soon drew our hods, and we gave them no time for to draw their own blades, when a trusty shillelagh came over their heads, and bade them take that as fair warning. And their own rusty rapiers that hung by their sides, we flung them as far as we could in the tide. Now take that, Earl Devils, cried Arthur McBride, and tempt their age in the morning. And the little wee drummer, we flattened his pow, and we made a football of his rowdy dodo, threw it in the tide for to rock and to roll, and bade it be tedious returning. And we haven't no money to pay them up in cracks, and we paid no respect to their two bloody backs, as we lathered them there like a pair of wet sacks, and left them for dead in the morning. Now me and my cousin, one Arthur McBride, as we went a-walking down by the seaside, now mark what followed and what did betide, for it being on Christmas morning. And so to conclude and to finish disputes, we obligingly asked if they wanted recruits, for we were the lads that would give them hard clouts, and bade them look sharp in the morning.